While rallies flourish in other parts of the country and even parts of Tennessee, there are no rallies on the streets of Nashville. That's because there was a divide among Hispanic business leaders in particular about whether to support the economic boycott. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
According to Yuri Kunza, the best way to see whether the Nashville immigrant community participated in today's economic boycott is to drive down a long boulevard called Nolensville Pike. He points out businesses left and right with padlocked doors.
As you can see, some of these businesses, California Fashion, for instance, is closed. The two other Hispanic stores next to it are closed.
Kunza is head of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here, which refused to endorse the boycott.
I don't think that necessarily closing a business is helping the overall cause, but I can see how they want to make it possible for their employees to participate.
Kunza pops into one of the few restaurants that stayed open, the Mexican Grill. Owner Jose Gutierrez says his other four restaurants are closed, not because of the boycott, but because of his staff.
I mean, a lot of them told me that they weren't going to show up to work. And I said, well, if you don't show up to work, you're going to risk your job. Because I don't agree with the way we're asking for things. And they're like, well, if I want to be supportive, I want to get together, or I need to get together with everybody else that is doing the same thing.
Gutierrez says the calls for counter-boycotts by commercial radio hosts such as local favorite Steve Gill are still ringing in his ears.
Pay attention to who's closed, who's operating with less workers today, and make sure you avoid them. Let's boycott with our own money.
But another restaurant owner, Salvador Guzman, decided to stay home. Guzman says that although he waffled back and forth over whether to join in the end he sits in his living room today with his 13 stores and restaurants shuttered in order to make a statement. Guzman says he expects some of his local white customers will hold it against him, but he hopes most won't.
Today we're closing because we need something, because our needs. We need from them, we need their support, we need the comprehension, and we need the lawmakers to favor those reforms, and then it will create the benefit for everyone.
Although Guzman and others disagreed with the leaders of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce about the boycott, they say they will join the chamber's next effort. The group is headed to Washington to try and meet with their senator and the man leading the discussion on immigration reform in Congress, Nashville Republican Bill Frist. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.